This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The image of this airplane's engine burning in flight is quite the allegory for this very moment in time for the United States of America. After his first month as president, Joe Biden has canceled the Keystone Pipeline, terminating thousands of jobs and raising fuel prices, suspended protection of our bulk power grid, which has already been infiltrated by the CCP, knotted presidential support for the CCP's strong-arming of Hong Kong, Chinese death camps, and the Uyghur genocide, rejoined the Paris Climate Accord to further destroy U.S. industry while China's industry burns at full throttle, and rejoined the CCP-run World Health Organization, pushing the COVID-19 hoax. The federal government has completely fallen to the CCP. America has lost one of its engines. It is now up to our one remaining engine, the states, to pull us up before we crash, or at the very least, give us a good landing.
Section 4 of the 25th Amendment empowers the Vice President and a majority of the President's Cabinet to determine that the President is no longer fit to serve as President. It was attempted on President Trump in 2017.
Discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort.
Well, I've been speaking out about the invocation of the 25th Amendment since early this year, because I do think the president is not equipped to do the job.
And recently, after the Capitol riot.
And I don't know where his cabinet has been all of this time, but it's long overdue for the 25th Amendment, because this man is no longer capable of serving the United States of America.
Of course, Trump's mental fitness wasn't the real issue. It was his pro-America rhetoric that drove the Democrats to abuse Section 4 of the 25th Amendment.
President Donald Trump, who tweeted, quote, "Crazy Nancy is the one who should be under observation. They don't call her crazy for nothing."
But when it comes to mental fitness, Biden has in just 1 month proven he is out to lunch and a prime candidate.
We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer that this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall.
It's clear, to me at the least, that U.S. President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do. It was quite telling that while President Biden was playing Mario Kart and napping all of last weekend, apparently he had no official duties, his ambitious deputy Kamala Harris was telephoning foreign leaders. Biden started off by excusing the genocide against the Uyghur people by the Chinese Communist Party. He dismissed it as just Chinese cultural norms.
The central principle of Xi Jinping is that there must be a united, tightly controlled China. And he uses his rationale for the things he does based on that. I point out to him, no American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. And so the idea, I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in Western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
But then he went on to suggest that blacks, Hispanics, and people who live in the country aren't really smart enough to get online.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts.
That's just part of the report. See the same entire report at fan.video and share it. It's titled, "The 25th Amendment is Inevitable for Biden."
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are witnessing the scientific, premeditated, corporate, global government-directed dismantlement of the United States of America as we know it, because a private corporate tyranny is being set up. They don't want uppity Americans that have due process, that have a right to self-defense, a right to private property, a right to travel. They don't like having a big middle class to deal with. They don't care what color you are. They want you poor and under their control. So I have really prepared a lot. I always prepare for the broadcast, but I've really prepared a lot today. So let me do you my little best going over what we're going to be breaking down today. We have the new attorney general now confirmed, who swears to declare war on all Trump voters, all 80 million of them. And he has General Iduray that carried out the gun confiscation in Katrina, famously, saying that all Trump supporters are white supremacists and terrorists. These are people who are just completely insane and out of control. We're going to be laying all of that out for you today, Sunday Live. New Attorney General pledges to persecute all populist Americans. 1 month of Biden and America is already collapsing. He carried out the gun confiscation in Katrina of people in their homes, high and dry, and he is prepared to move against the public now. So that is all coming up. Here is General Iduray, and we'll also be getting to the new Attorney General. Biden, the Democrats, still running scared after stealing election. Will never hold an open event with the American people. It is so incredibly obvious. Ignored by media, dirtbag Joe Biden says U.S. veterans and former police officers are fueling white supremacy in America. School children are being taught nationwide. We have PSAs that whiteness is evil that must be rejected and rebuked. I mean, this is just beyond KKK stuff on the left. Meanwhile, the Justice Department and FBI are investigating whether Roger Stone and Alex Jones played a role in the Capitol siege. That's the Washington Post. U.S. investigating Alex Jones and Roger Stone. You mean the Chi-Com run FBI investigating Alex Jones and Roger Stone for links to Capitol rioters. Oh, my goodness. Once upon a presidency, populist to dissident. And that ties into meet the new president of the United States, Barack Obama, now in his third term. That is the first stat that I'm going to cover in detail next segment. That's just one of the stats. Let's look at the next stack I'm going to cover in the segment after that. Smoking gun. Joe Biden's Department of Energy blocked Texas from increasing power ahead of killer storm. We have the Department of Energy document. And, of course, we'll show how under Obama they shut down over 100 power plants. Trump tried to turn them back on, but the owners said, we don't trust the fact that you'll be still in office. They're going to remove you. So they never reopened any of the coal power plants. Natural gas doesn't work in the cold. We had natural gas generator because it's all you can basically buy these days. It failed here as well. So when Bill Gates goes, oh, it's natural gas that failed. Yeah, because you took the coal power plants out. That is all coming up. And the 18,000% power increases for many people. Folks with $500 bills got $17,000 bills. Now remember I told you, once the rolling blackouts begin, they'll always use cold weather or really hot weather as an excuse. They'll then down their regular systems and then make you buy it from other grids that they own and control and make billions an hour sometimes. And that's what happened to major fleecing of Texas. I will give you the complete breakdown of that in a huge special report on Friday with the exclusive document protested at the governor's mansion yesterday, because he's got Joe Biden coming sometime next week to grandstand and give us our own tax money back and tell us how it's Texas's fault that the power went out when it wasn't. And I've been warning this was coming ad nauseum. Then after we cover that incredibly important area, we have It's Madness, and I've actually read the new or scanned over the new legislation. Former Trump advisor Stephen Miller goes off. Democrats propose sending invites to criminal legal aliens, rapists, murderers, you name it, to come back and get citizenship. But outside of that, by fiat, they've already opened the borders up completely. Doesn't matter how unpopular it is because Joe Biden stole the election. That is all coming up. AT&T trying to merge with the whole Huawei and the communist Chinese. That's another incredibly important stack. Also, all from L.A. to Baltimore, Maryland, from California to Maryland, all over the country, New York to Dallas, Texas is proposing it. They say pay criminals not to rob and kill. It's a new novel idea. Pay people not to murder. Baltimore urges city, Baltimore activists, to pay criminals not to murder. You know, that's called paying a pirate, paying someone for a ransom. It's been done before. And as Rudyard Kipling said, once you pay the pirate once, you'll pay him twice, you'll pay him three times. He finally kidnaps you and sells you for a ransom as well. That's how third world countries collapse. And we're following an exact trail of collapse. And the country's being sucked dry while we all virtue signal and wear our mask. And now Biden says it's permanent. Never take them off. It doesn't matter if you take the vaccine. That doesn't protect you. Oh, but there's herd immunity. Suddenly the death toll's way down because the winter's going to end. There won't be people dying of flu and all the rest of it. It's a giant fraud. But we still comply, so the tyranny gets worse. And then the big whopper. Now I'm going to cover this last segment of the first hour. When I read the headline, I thought, okay, I trust Christian Manahan at Information Liberation does a great job. And I said, let me go read the New York Times article. It was true. Within two paragraphs, it says, critical thinking is the enemy and must be suspended in your mind. Directly called Crime Stop or Doublethink from 1984. And a guy that stalked me here in Austin for a long time, Charlie Wurzel, the weasel, is in the article talking to professors about how we must only believe them and only follow them and disregard everything else and report anyone that doesn't agree with the New York Times. I mean, that's what cults do when they get wobbly is don't talk to your family, don't read anything else, don't have any friends, only the cult. New York Times, critical thinking, is it helping in the fight against misinformation? No. No, 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 no. It's like Snopes came out and Bill Gates came out last week and said, Alex Jones is a liar. They named me, actually. And said, India did not ban the Pfizer shot. He's a liar. Anyone could type it, go to the Indian websites, all in English. It's 1,300,000,000 people, super scientific in their science sectors. And they banned it. They banned it. They said, no, you haven't done the studies. We got evidence of people being brain damaged and being paralyzed. And then they had all these publications come out, Newsweek, you name it, and say, I was a liar that India approved the vaccine. Well, I'm going to show you. Anybody can type in India stops emergency approval of Pfizer mRNA vaccine. You'll get hundreds of articles. They don't care. They go, oh, don't believe them. No. And Hank Aaron. Remember Hank Aaron? The famous baseball player, probably the best ever. They said he died of natural causes, not the second round of COVID. And they had an autopsy. Robert Kennedy Jr. went and talked to him. They gave him statements and said, we never saw his body. He died after the second shot. They told us natural causes, so we bought it because it's what we're told to do. Oh, and Pfizer withdraws application. Put that back up, please. For use of its COVID-19 vaccine in India. CNBC. In fact, print that for me. But I'm going to show you all these publications. I mean, it was in AP, it was in Reuters, it was in Newsweek. Jones made it up again. Wow. And imagine being Charlie Wurzel and getting 30 pieces of silver to sit there and lie to people and then write articles about, don't read anything with the New York Times. And you think it's like satire, like this is a satire article. There's nothing satirical about it. These people are cult members and cult leaders, and they think we're under their control. We're not. Meanwhile, about cults, Cartoon Network, PSA, we'll show you the video that's coming up, tells children to see color to become anti-racist. That's a quote. Preaches colorblindness is bad. So what Martin Luther King said, oh, don't choose a football player because he plays good. Don't go to a restaurant because it tastes good. Don't buy a suit because they do a good job. That's what I do. No, it's the color of their skin. I mean, this is just evil, folks. But again, I was downtown protesting this weekend, and I would say to the leftists in the leftist downtown area, I'd say, India banned Pfizer. Watch out. Biden just endorsed death camps. They go, good. I love death camps. F you. I mean, these people are fascist scum. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Sunday, February 21st. The year is 2021. The websites are Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. And the globalists hope around the clock that you don't research what they're really up to, that you just sit there like a victim and take it. Next segment, I'm going to look at the power shutdowns in Texas and the smoking gun. I'm going to show you the Department of Energy document. Or the state of Texas 4 or 5 days before was begging them to let them turn up the power, but there's fines and criminal penalties if they do without authorization, and they waited till it crashed on Valentine's Day to then let them do it. Oh, let me wait till you're going under the freezing water. Let me wait till you're dying to then give you a life vest so I can say in front of everybody that I tried to help you. Very, very sick. We've got Joe Biden coming to town. In fact, Here's Joe Biden babbling about how he's coming to Austin like Santa Claus to give us all this free money and to give us a hand. Here it is.
And so we're going to sign that declaration once it's in front of me, and God willing, it will bring a lot of relief to a lot of Texans.
He said he may visit Texas next week.
If, in fact, it's concluded that I can do it without creating a burden for the folks on the ground while they're dealing with this crisis, I plan on going.
Back in Texas.
What a nice person. You know, I had an old Labrador Retriever lived to be about 14, and he's got that same look right before the dog died, like kind of scared and hesitant and trying to talk but can barely do it. I mean, his dementia is just accelerating so horribly, and that's why they put him in there as a weak signal to the world to end the dollar, to move all our jobs to China, and try to accelerate our collapse. It's all on record. Council on Foreign Relations brags that Biden is a complete joke, and it's the end of the country. And I was in downtown Austin trying to warn them this weekend with a bullhorn. I was down at the governor's mansion, and about 40% of people said, "I want to kill you." Another 20% kind of looked at me, but they were flipping me off, and maybe 30% were listening and waving. But, I mean, it's just sick. If I was in, like, a hard-working area like Pittsburgh, everybody'd be saying, "Yay, Alex." Where I was in San Antonio, they'd be saying, "Yay, Alex." But the liberal trendies are just absolutely out of their minds. There's no helping them, but they're going to find out real soon. So let's talk about this. Biden AG pick Merrick Garland vows to prosecute Capitol rioters. Zero Hedge article. He said, "If confirmed, I will supervise the prosecution of white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol January 6th, a heinous attack that sought to disrupt a cornerstone of our democracy, the peaceful transfer of power to a newly elected government." And that's the thing. Everybody that protested him, they claimed to attack the Capitol. It was like 200 out of a million. And then it turns out most of them were Antifa and other provocateurs. And that's the big news I should be announcing. I've been up here basically all day working on this. And right now they're putting all the documents, all the videos, all the clips in. At the bottom of the hour, next hour, I'm going to premiere a report that will take two segments to play that is incredible and proves it has Democrats, Antifa, people that have been arrested, people caught working for CNN, saying that they staged the Capitol attack, and all the witnesses in the video, it's all come together. It's all come out in the last week. It's insane. And that's why they've got this horrible, evil general who came out, General Ivy Ray, who ran the gun confiscation in Katrina. Remember how they went into the houses and went into high and dry areas and went into people all over the state and would come in and break into their safes and take their guns? Because General Ivy Ray said, "We're confiscating your guns." And this has been used as a training drill across the country now for future gun confiscation. General Honor Ray. I'm not going off a teleprompter. General Honor Ray. So General Honor Ray, who evacuated the Superdome 15 years ago, talks about Katrina. And he tells us what a big savior he is. But in reality, this is their giant power grab, ladies and gentlemen. And that takes us to this next article from MSN. And whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Detroit Free Press, the Austin American Statesman, the Houston Chronicle, every paper in the country ran this today. Feds probing Roger Stone, Alex Jones over roles in the Capitol. And the articles go on from there about how they want to arrest us, they want to get us. The Justice Department and FBI are investigating whether Roger Stone, Alex Jones played a role in the Capitol siege, report says. Oh, my gosh. And people call me, family calls me, they say, are you concerned? No, I'm not concerned. I'm worried about the country. I know who did it. I know who ran the attack. I know the Democrat organizations who have the history of it and who we caught involved and who bragged and organized it, who ran the Q movement and who manipulated 200 people out of a million to do that and who ordered the police to stand out. Why do you think Lindsey Graham said the day they ended the witch hunt of Trump a week and a half ago? Why do you think Lindsey Graham said, what did Pelosi know and when did she know it? He knows she was briefed 2 weeks before, a week before, and a day before, and she didn't tell even the Democrats. They knew the attack was coming, and it turns out other Democrats bragged to Time magazine that they knew and staged it. And we have undercover recordings. It's all next hour. This is the most incredible information when it comes to exposing it, right as they try to saddle the American people with all of this. So I'm going to play for you when we come back General Igiere. Am I pronouncing that right this time? Honore. I know I'm being sarcastic. General Honore. I'm going to play you General Honore talking about confiscating your guns and taking your guns and saying no one will be alarmed. No one will be armed. Well, suddenly Joe Biden, I suddenly can't talk. No one will be allowed to be armed. All the guns will be taken. You know, I'm not the oldest president in U.S. history. I'm just 47. Maybe I'm getting seen all now, too. But that's the thing about being teleprompter-free. Sometimes your mind is completely sharp, doesn't, like a needle going down the record, hit the exact spot. But when we come back, I'm going to lay all of that out for you and play the clips from back when Katrina took place of the incredible excuse to go into high and dry areas and take old ladies' guns, widows' guns, old men's guns, veterans' guns, and then a lot of the feds started just robbing with the local police, Walmart, and other stores. Remember all that? So if you want to see the criminality of who works for the government, you're going to see it coming up next segment. It's not everybody, but the government's so compartmentalized, good guys can't stop bad guys, so good guys work right next to giant compartments of bad guys. And that's why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, during these incredibly dangerous times to keep InfoWars on the air. Without you, we're not going to be able to stay on air. Without you, we're not going to be here. And I'm just going to keep going to the end no matter what happens. They want to get us. They want to put us in prison. They want to persecute us. That's okay. I expect to be attacked when I'm over the target. When you're over the target, all the guns are aimed at you. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to let you know that the high-quality, horrible food we have is ready to be shipped to you within a day of your order. It's shipped out from four locations across the United States. It's 10% off. It's high-quality, horrible food, the highest quality you're going to find for the price. You could pay three, four, five times and find some that tastes a little bit better, but it is not inexpensive and high quality like this. This is the best food for the price you're going to find. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. For a limited time, a big discount because of the emergency, all the craziness, an additional 10% off ready to ship out to you in waterproof packaging and so much more anywhere in the world, really. So InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. There's a bunch of other big specials as well on the site. So take advantage of those. We'll be right back. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago.
Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
General Russell Honoré, who helped lead the unconstitutional criminal gun confiscation in Katrina back during George W. Bush and all his nightmare activity. Coming out last week, Tucker Carlson covered it. We covered it 2 weeks ago. Just in video conferences and in public statements and in tweets saying, we need to just arrest Trump supporters. We need to kill them. We need to put them in FEMA camps. We need to put them on no-fly list. We need to take their guns. I mean, this guy is a punk. This guy's an un-American thug. But he's par for the course for the generals that they've got up there. And so he's been prepared.
and is in charge now of this new Praetorian Guard of purging the U.S. military of, quote, white supremacists. That means anybody that supports Trump, anybody that supports America, anybody that supports the Constitutional Republic. And so Americans have to come to grips with that. They have to come. Zoom in a little bit closer for me. I want to do with the document Ham's being on the article, just like, boom, right there is what I want. Thanks. And so that's where we are as a republic. That's where we are as a country. And we have to ask ourselves, is this a good thing to have the Democrats in league with the communist Chinese that are pushing open borders, cutting off our pipelines, that are demoralizing our nation, that are telling us that men are going to compete in women's sports, that are just doing everything you can to wreck the psyche and morale of the people? Is that a good thing? And the answer is no. If we recognize it's an assault, if we recognize it's meant to break us up, if we recognize it's meant to make us kill each other, then we can override it and not have the civil war we want to avoid instead of laying down to the globalist. We don't want to lay down. We don't want to give them the civil war they want. We want to have a cultural awakening to them and fully resist everything they stand for and everything they do. It's that simple. So let me play you these two clips back to back right now. One is the police and the National Guard under General Russell Honoré's directive many years ago. He's now been resurrected through this on a national scale. Biden's got the bills introduced. Says he's going to move forward with executive orders outside of law, register all guns, confiscate all semi-autos, ban all magazines above 9 rounds. I mean, it's all been announced. He says if Congress doesn't pass it within 60 days, executive order, and we're off the races. And a weird, crazy, senile America hater is in charge of it all. Then the next clip is the clergy response teams. They've gotten preachers all over the country on the federal payroll with little FBI badges, brainwashed that when the crisis goes down, tell you to take the microchip, tell you to take the vaccine, tell you to turn your guns in, tell you to go to the FEMA camp. And so that's what this is the takedown of the country. It's why they're on the news saying, re-educate us, brainwash us. Why they're on the news over and over and over and over again, teaching us that we're bad. This is a takeover. That's why they've cut the communications off. They're preparing to devalue the dollar. They're already doing it. I mean, we're in rough shape, and I'm just not going to lie to you about it. Trump fought hard, but the Q movement neutralized him and said, he's invincible, everything's fine, don't get involved, to make sure while the left was active, you weren't. I know most of this audience saw through it, but I keep hammering back to Q because you'll see next hour we expose the main propaganda group they used with Antifa to take over a few right-wingers to attack the Capitol. You understand how critical they are because they're planning to try to provocateur more stuff on March 4th where they claim Trump's about to take over and be the president again. But I assure you that's not the case. So we've got to kill the CIA globalist system that Q is. We've got to kill its credibility, not physically kill it. We got to get people to understand what it really is. It's a sophisticated psyop, because I know you want a bunch of good news. I understand that. But I'm not going to sit there and give you fake news, folks, okay? I'm going to give you the reality as best I know it. So here's the two clips back to back. ABC World News, September 8, 2005.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department at your home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
And no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners have armed themselves to...
Back it up 10 seconds, please. Later it came out on Fox News, and our own reporters covered it. They went into high and dry areas, surrounding cities, took guns, robbed people's houses. The military did, and the police did later. The Louisiana police did. They're not all crooks, but again, they don't control the ones that are crooks, so they have to let them do it. Very corrupt. That's how it works. And so again, they did take everybody's guns, and they didn't not use force. That's all a damn lie. You have the famous footage of the old lady, they're taking the revolver from her. So imagine, they took them out of their houses that were high and dry, made them go to the Superdomes, they could be gang raped. Let's continue.
Arm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
And no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do if somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
All right, that's enough. That's Romans 13, render unto Caesar what's Caesar. They were trying to trick Christ so they could kill him, saying, what, you're not going to pay taxes? Caesar's on this. It was render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and later Paul quoted it. Hitler's favorite quote, Christ said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. These people want you disarmed. They've hired most of the criminal preachers. Most churches are dens of Satanism run by pot-bellied pedophiles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the most censored, most lied about, most demonized broadcast in the world. We're teleprompter free. The globalists aren't telling me what to say. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very, very honored to be joining you on this live Sunday, February 21st, 2020 transmission. Okay, I want to hit what really happened with the power outages. And you know what? Darn it. I was just back in my office and then talked to my wife that called me, and I forgot to get it. So will somebody do me a huge favor? Will somebody run into my office right in front of the computer? Is a stack of articles about that thick and just bring me that. But you guys are quick enough and good enough. You guys can actually pull up the document that I want to show from the Department of Energy telling the state of Texas that they weren't going to turn the power on until they had a crisis. And the fact that the feds, there it is, so no need to go to my office now, were actually in control of Texas Energy. Simply incredible. But still grab it off my desk. Thanks. So that's coming up in just a moment. Smoking gun. Joe Biden, Department of Energy, blocked Texas from increasing power ahead of storm. Now, before we hit that and show you the document, it's so incredible to have this story we're going to cover at the start of the next hour. New York Times, critical thinking isn't helping the fight against misinformation. That's an InfoWars.com posted story from Information Liberation. You're thinking, oh, surely they didn't really say that. Ha ha! Here's the Charlie Wurzel, one of my stalkers, Don't go down the rabbit hole. And he says that critical thinking is bad. That's what he says. Do not investigate. I always tell you, don't believe me, investigate. Don't believe me that India banned the Pfizer vaccine 2 weeks ago. Look it up. Hell, here it is right here. I'm going to show you next hour. Huge articles all over the world saying I'm a liar. Because, see, they, like, discredit my name and then use me to discredit other things. Like, Jones claims India banned the Pfizer vaccine. It's not true. The story trended on Twitter as the number 5 trend, and he needs to be arrested. He's going to kill people. Look at this. CNBC. February 5th. Told you it's been 2 weeks. I mean, I'm just dead on my memory. 2 weeks ago. Pfizer withdraws application for emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine in India after India says it caused deaths and people to be paralyzed in their own studies and said you can't do it. I'm going to show you the damn press release from the Indian government. Because remember, they were a colony of England, so they speak English over there. It's their main language. It's not Hindi. It's in English. On a translation, it's in English. It's real easy to understand. Oh, but Charlie Wurzel, also known as the Weasel, he says, don't do it. So that's coming up next hour. And then I'm going to show you the exclusive video and audio, thanks to the great work of investigative journalist Millie Weaver and others, of hired CNN operatives running the Capitol assault on record. This is huge. The report is being prepared. We were shooting it up here this morning and this afternoon. We're adding so many clips, so much documentation. Everything I say, we're going to show you a clip. I'm like, I talk 5 seconds, 5 second clip. Talk 10 seconds, 10 second clip. Talk 30 seconds, 30 second clip. It's just total, everything I say, I show you. Oh, because I'm not like the New York Times. Oh, don't research things. Don't look deeper. It'll hurt your mind. It'll make you confused. It's a thought crime. It's terrible. We don't want to have to deplatform you or arrest you. Why, the Attorney General says if you don't like us, the government will arrest you. We've emptied out the prisons for you. So that's all coming up next hour. And I'm going to read from the Indian government saying because of people being paralyzed, palsy, death in the initial trials, that they banned it. They said they've not approved it. Oh, well, I guess because it never got approved, it's technically not banned. What's the word for that? It's unauthorized. I'm sorry, Snopes. Just thank God I don't make a living lying to people. My God, what must it be like? The evil. The soullessness. That's why they're so desperate to shut us off air, so they can just lie to you and gaslight you forever. But let's move on to this. Any regular listener of the show doesn't have to believe me. You saw what Obama did. In fact, guys, I meant to tell you this. I forgot. I apologize. The poor embattled crew, they do a great job. Will you guys pull up Obama says he will bankrupt coal? Remember when he was running for office 15 years ago? He said, oh, you can build a coal power plant. We'll put a tax on it so high it'll bankrupt you. What that really means is we'll bankrupt the people. And coal power plants will operate the cold. You can turn them right on, turn them right off. It's totally clean. Only water vapor comes out with carbon dioxide. Not carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide plants breathe. Yeah, there it is. President Obama keeps promise to bankrupt coal industry. But there's three speeches he gave where he said, we're going to bankrupt coal. And hell, Biden's doing it. He turned off the Keystone Pipeline. Everything else, that's just oil. Can't have that either. San Francisco's banning gas-powered stoves. Can't have gas either, even though it's totally clean. Doesn't matter. Can't have that either. Got to buy electricity from them, wherever the hell they're getting it. So smoking gun. Oh, yeah, there's the clip. When you got audio, let me know and I'll play it. Smoking gun. Joe Biden's Department of Energy blocked Texas from increasing power ahead of killer storm. And you can go read it for yourself where it says we need relief in the document from the fact that the federal government won't let us increase the output at our coal power plants, at our hydroelectric plants, and at our gas powered plants, and that the windmills froze up and one reactor failed. Nuclear reactor, because they didn't winterize it. So you had all this going on, but the reason that the main thing happened, please put the document back on screen. The reason that the main thing happened is because they shut down over 120 power plants under Obama, and then they were always saying Trump was a Russian agent, was about to be out any moment, so Trump tried to get companies to turn back on in Texas. They used to supply most of the country, at least 15 states, and they said, sorry, we don't think you'll be there. We're not going to turn back on. We think they'll remove you and somebody else will turn it off. And so we're operating on 40-year-old nuclear reactor, two reactors in Houston. We're just like the Russians were. We're operating on a bunch of scam windmills that are 300 miles from the main cities they supply. So almost all the power's lost. We're operating on a bunch of natural gas stuff. And we bought natural gas because they're clean and healthy and they're what everybody says you should get. They're all the mainline stores sell. And we have two of the damn things, and they wouldn't work, and they failed when all the power was off to fully power us. So I went out and got a big-ass diesel generator, and it worked great and got us back on air. But we already know that. Fossil fuels burn at the site clean and explosively, so they drive those pistons. They drive those turbines. They give you good, clean energy, like in your car. Kind of driving around in some electric lawnmower that, by the way, took more fossil fuel to burn to send it down the power lines, even if it's from windmills. The average windmill takes 20 years to pay for the carbon that went in it. And by the way, carbon isn't bad. It's what plants breathe. But they chose it because it's everywhere, and they can tax it and track it and control it. So, it's a big document. It's a big article. It's at InfoWars.com. I suggest you get it. I'm going to ask our great writer, Jamie White, who's up here on Sundays, to retake this article and repost it in the live show feed, so people can see the link and find it easily and read the document for yourself. The governor begging them, let us please turn up these plants ahead of the storm getting here. And they said, no, not until your power fails and until you've been buying it from outside sources. By then, it was Sunday night. The power had been off in most areas and it was too late. And then, oh, you're allowed to now up your carbon without fines or enforcement. And that's all in there. And then now Biden can come as the gracious Lord and look at the pathetic Texas that everyone from around the country's running to get away from him and the blue cities, and he can sit there and do that. So when we come back next hour, we're pulling it in. I'm going to get you the clip of Obama saying we're going to bankrupt the coal plants. But you already know that. And so that's what caused this. Now, technically, it's true what Bill Gates said when he said, well, the main reason was the gas plants failed. Yeah, because the wind doesn't work, and two reactors doesn't run the state of Texas, a nuclear reactor. They shut down the other ones because they were too old. The Houston one should be shut down, too, because they're supposed to only run 30 years. It's been running 42 years. And then we have all these gas power plants that don't operate in the cold because it's not very powerful. I'm going to explain that again. We couldn't bring these generators in the office because they put off carbon monoxide and kill us. We had to put them outside. And in 20-degree weather, the damn things wouldn't work. And we're conking out forever. So we were off the air for a while after the batteries failed until we basically waited till a place opened that had generators. They were closed, went and paid them extra to get one. It's unbelievable. I'm going to show it all to you when we come back. I'm going to play you the Obama, Biden is the same person, the same global situation. The country's under attack. China has plenty of power. They're shutting our power off so we can't do business. Hour two straight ahead.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.